President Biden joined an emergency meeting of NATO today in Brussels. It's to maintain unity against Russia, which invaded Ukraine 1 month ago today. Biden announced new sanctions on Russian leaders, and the U.S. committed to taking in 100,000 Ukrainian refugees. We're joined now by NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez, watching all this from Washington. Hey, Franco.
Hey, Scott.
Any details on the new humanitarian aid for Ukrainian refugees?
Yeah, I mean, the White House has been under a lot of pressure to do more to help fleeing Ukrainians. And to date, only a small number of Ukrainians have been actually admitted to the United States. So today, you know, with Biden in Europe, officials are announcing that the United States is going to welcome up to 100,000 Ukrainians and others fleeing the conflict. Now, some of those refugees would come as refugees, but others would enter through other legal immigration pathways. You know, it's a big announcement. Advocates are very excited about it, but they've also raised some questions about how it will be implemented. You know, they're concerned about whether the administration will increase staff and resources, which they say is going to be needed in order to accomplish this because of the already existing backlogs that have, you know, that have impacted the system so far.
Sure. Yep. And how about the new sanctions? Do we know who or what they are targeting?
Yeah, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan talked about this on the flight over aboard Air Force One. And he said the new sanctions would be rolled out today and focus on sanctions enforcement. You know, the White House says they're trying to take steps to crack down on evasion of existing economic sanctions by Russia. And Biden is also planning to announce some new sanctions on more political figures, oligarchs, and other entities who are associated with the Moscow government.
Okay. Now, today in Brussels, the NATO leaders heard from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He, of course, is still back in Ukraine. He did not ask for a no-fly zone this time, and he dropped the request for NATO membership. So what did he ask for?
Yeah, I was interested to hear that he did not talk about the no-fly zone as well. I mean, he made more requests for security assistance. Officials didn't give us all the details, but we were told that several NATO members made pledges to increase their security assistance. Biden, for example, is in talks with allies about supplying anti-ship missiles to Ukraine. But a U.S. official did tell some reporters that there are some technical challenges that still need to be worked through in order to get that kind of thing done.
There has been much talk, as the Russian troops appear to be stalled in Ukraine, that Vladimir Putin may look to other weapons in his arsenal, including chemical weapons. Is that a big topic of discussion in Brussels today?
Well, there was some discussion about the need for NATO to be ready to deal with the potential use of chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons. You know, the United States is already taking steps to enhance its readiness and ability to respond to that kind of an incident. You know, there is a task force that is dealing with these kind of issues. And other allies are also making efforts to help Ukraine be able to identify and respond to this kind of threat, officials told reporters. I'll just note, though, that the White House has so far declined to say whether they see any real intelligence showing Russia is getting ready to use those kind of weapons.
Now, among these NATO countries, surely there are fault lines. The European countries still rely heavily on Russian oil and gas, especially Germany. Many European leaders have complained the U.S. is being a little too public about the military help it is and isn't giving Ukraine. Can this united front last if this turns into a long conventional war?
Well, the administration is, you know, adamant. I mean, that is a big part of this visit, is to show not only that the allies are united, but that they remain united and that they are there for the long haul. I mean, you're right. Europe buys a lot of gas and fuel from Russia, and Putin is already trying to turn up the screws on those countries. I mean, there are reports today out of Reuters and others that say that Putin is now trying to kind of seek payment for gas from quote-unquote unfriendly countries in rubles. I mean, as we all know, energy prices are on the rise, including in Europe, especially in Europe, and this could, you know, exacerbate that.
NPR's Franco Ordonez, thank you as always.
Thank you, Scott.